What we're going to do right here is go back. The Rush Hour's Friday Flashback.
We did step back in time.
October 1, 2020.
Yes. It's not a joke, but something that happened to me this morning.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So it's just a life story.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure if I should tell it because right. It's or not. It's interesting.
Oh.
So last night I had a couple of beers. A mate come down, Corey from Ballarat, and he likes to have a few frothies, so I had a few frothies. I couldn't sleep last night, and I wake up early. The cats are playing. I don't know. There's a bit happening. So I wake up early, which I never do. Put on the runners, and I go for a walk, Jim. So I go down to my local park, which is 10 minutes away in Geelong. This is this morning, Jim.
Yes.
Right? So I've gone for a walk, and I've walked a lap and walking down there, and fair to say I was busting for a crap.
Oh, no.
Jim, I was. Because every morning I'm a morning person, Jim.
Yes.
Yes.
Ballyang Century.
Well, it was near, really close to Ballyang Century. It was. So I'm busting for one. There's no dunnies where I was at this oval.
Please tell me you didn't stop.
Well, I found a tree, right?
Oh,
a couple
no.
of trees, Jim.
Well,
so I didn't want to tell you this, but
you can't operate this way.
Well, so I quickly put the shorts down, Jim, and just. And I was sitting there minding my own business, doing my own business.
Next to a tree.
Next to a tree, Jim.
Fat. I don't think that's legal.
Yes, it is. Well,
or acceptable.
But I'm squatting too, which I'm not too good at, Jim.
What the hell?
Have you ever? Anyway, you wouldn't believe what happened. You wouldn't believe,
I don't believe it so far.
No, you wouldn't believe what happened, Jim. This big dog comes.
Oh, no! Fat.
A big dog came bounding towards me, right? And it got off the leash or whatever.
Fat.
And it was like that bloke on the TV. That dog come bounding towards me.
I don't want to hear anymore.
So this dog comes bounding towards me. So I quickly stand up, pull my shorts up. Well,
had you done any?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, but I'm standing there, and I'm going, "Oh, you're a big dog and nice dog and all that." And the owner, an older lady, finally comes running up, going, "Rover, Rover, come here, Rover." Anyway,
what the hell?
So. Yeah, you wouldn't believe. And she said, "Look, it's a good dog. It won't bite you. It's all good and all that." And I go, "That's fine, Dale. All right." And
No.
Now, Tim, you wouldn't believe what happened next.
I don't want to hear what happened next.
She looks down. She goes, "Oh, Rover, you haven't."
Oh,
she
no.
put on a plastic glove, Tim. She put on, Tim. She put a plastic glove on.
No.
And
no.
she picked up my turn.
No.
She picked up my turn.
I cannot hear any more of this.
And put it in a bag, Jim. Jim, I'm telling you. And she walked off with
you
my
turn.
Well, what am I going to say?
God,
that's my turn.
That you cannot do this.
She walked off, Jim, with my turn.
Would have been warm in her hand.
And she thought Rover had done it.
Oh, no. Jeez, that's a big one from Rover. Look at the size of that body.
Oh, can you believe that, Jim?
Oh, no, I can't. That's made me feel all wrong as we go into the footy tonight.